Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thanks.
All right. We'll start with a big story, the Las Cruces municipal election. And we have three city council races. But there's also a race that anyone in the city of Las Cruces can cast their vote on. And that is the municipal judge race. So it's very important to get out there. Early voting right now underway, and turnout is extremely low. The last check on this about a week ago, only about 1%, so very small number of people. And in fact, even Marty, in a year with a election for mayor, the last one, it was less than 20%. So this is really important to get the word out. You're helping in that because you have a series this week on the candidates running for municipal judge.
Yes, and we've been doing a series on all the races over the past few months, really, because a number of these candidates announced months ago. So we've been kind of following it as it goes. But in this week's paper, we have an article on the three candidates for municipal judge. Two is the official race, and two challengers and the incumbent. And so we have that. We have a box that shows all the voting convenience centers. As you mentioned, going back to the judge, anybody can vote for that in the city. On the three city council races, you have to live in that district.
That's right.
And I'm keeping an eye on the Levitino and Flores race.
And that's District 6.
That's
we should
District
also mention
6.
There's District 5 and District 3.
Absolutely. And we have a box showing all those races and just kind of a last minute what you need to know if you're going to vote on Tuesday.
All right. We're also looking ahead in the Las Cruces Bulletin to the county commission election next year. And it's actually two different elections with this one. Unlike the city, which is a nonpartisan election, so you only have a general election for the city, with county commission, it is partisan. So you have Democrats and Republicans, so there is a primary election, and you profile a candidate who's already announced for next year.
Antoinette Reyes, she's a Democrat, and there's a story about her announcement in this week's paper, and she's throwing her hat in the ring for county commission next year, and that's the first one we've gotten so far.
All right, so far, we should say that. And you have part three of your county commission series really looks at the biggest challenge and the biggest duty for the commission, and that is balancing the budget.
Budgets and just an analysis of the various departments, which ones the commissioners like and think are doing a good job for the money, and some where they think they can trim some fat. But the budget is just overriding on throughout this part three installment. And you start to see differences of opinion among the commissioners on just what they feel is money well spent or not. And it's a good just a good primer for the public to know where their commissioners stand on various department and budget issues.
I'll look forward to reading that. In arts and entertainment, you have a profile of an oboe player with the Las Cruces Symphony who also happens to be a singer-songwriter and has an album.
Janet Blair. She's been in Cruces only about 4 years. Her husband took a job at White Sands, and so that brought her here. And she is an oboe player and what is known as the second principal of the Las Cruces Symphony Orchestra. She is performing with the orchestra this weekend, November 4th and 5th, and we have details about that concert, the symphony concert. But also, her other life as a musician is a singer-songwriter, and she put out an album, wrote it herself, called Songs for the Waiting. And pretty interesting how the duality there.
I'll look forward to that. We only have about 30 seconds in Southwest Living. There's an old church with a new mission.
El Calvario, and they are involved in the community, and they're going to put in a garden, and they're going to put a fish pond in for fresh fish, and they're working with people who need the need the help, the poor, the refugees, and women who have been in the criminal justice system.
All right, Marty, thanks so much.
Thank you.